Congrats, big win on Saturday. Sounds like, I know just listening to scores and everything, what I've heard is your kids cruised on this one. Hayes Brand, maybe set two, maybe a little tougher, but you got off to a great start on Saturday over in Grant, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. It was an exciting game for us. The girls were pumped up. They were focused, and they had their eyes on the prize for that district title. It was a fun match for us.
One of those games that you can't take lightly. On paper, yeah, we should cruise in this one, but you take a team lightly, mistakes happen, and then you end up being a 4 or 5 set match, and it sounds like your kids didn't take them lightly at all.
Right, and that's just it. Going in as the number one seed and playing the 16th seed, you definitely can't overlook anybody, because in the game of volleyball, if the momentum goes the wrong or the right way, it could really, turn the game around for whichever team. So we definitely could not overlook them, that's for sure.
I take it, great setting night from Mallory, all your hitters, Bailey was digging up everything, and boy, your freshmen got a chance to taste, once again, a district final for the first time as well, didn't they?
They did. They were excited, obviously a little nervous per usual, just like as they all were, but they came in with some confidence, and having those leaders and those seniors, those strong, solid seniors out on the court with them, helped them to just play relaxed and comfortably too. And we were able to sub quite a bit too, so kind of threw them for a loop. Each set, just getting some different girls in into different spots, so that was fun to see everybody get a chance to play on the court for that district final.
You're kind of getting used to this state tournament trip type of deal and winning district finals, aren't you?
We are. We are. And so, we've talked about just the mental aspect of going down to state tournament, the toll that it can take on you and your adrenaline. So hopefully, with it being the third time for these seniors, we can go down again comfortably and play relaxed.
I'm sure you've got some film on Shelton and what they've done during the season. Obviously, every team down there has had a great season, and they've won 23 matches. What's the scoop on this team you're going to face in the first round?
So we've been watching film on them. We brought the girls in this morning, so we, just studied them for a little bit. They have a couple of strong, solid attackers, a middle hitter and an outside hitter. So we know that for sure our blocking has to be on its A game against them. I've talked to a couple other coaches, and they've said that they're peaking at the right time, that Shelton is peaking at the right time. So as long as we can just continue to play our best volleyball as well, hopefully we can put up a good fight against them.
And you faced on your schedule some great teams, some teams with some big hitters, great defensive teams. So this is going to be really, Shelton compares right with some of those, the Overton, Southwest, et cetera, teams like that you've already played.
Yes, yep, and we've talked about that. We've talked about how we felt, certain game strategies against certain teams, just how we need to bring out those aspects of our volleyball game against them. It's nothing that we haven't done before, so hopefully, if we can just stay focused on the important things of, just passing fundamentally, getting the ball to Mallory, taking care of it up on the net, hopefully we'll be in good spirits there.
Well, in a perfect world, Coach, it would be on Saturday, the number one seed Cambridge and the number two seed Overton for a third time. That would be a perfect situation, I think.
that would be ideal, and hopefully that's just what it is. I know that that's just something that we've been, talking about and hoping for, but, we've got to play round one, round two, round three first. So hopefully, in a perfect world, like you said, it'd be one and two, but anything can happen at the state tournament. As you've seen that's happened in the past, anything can happen.
And, of course, a little change, playing at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's your girl's not used to doing that.
No, we're not. And so we've been on fall break since Friday. So we've been practicing in the mornings, making the girls get up, get ready, and playing at our, practicing at our playtime for what would be down at state. So hopefully we can just continue with that mindset of we're playing in the morning, we're going to be alive, we're going to be ready to go. Like I said, we've been practicing during the morning, so hopefully that will help us. That'll be an advantage for us.